You have entered the boardroom. During the next hour, you're invited to listen to leading professionals in the field of condominium and homeowner association management that will provide insight into the successful management of your community association. Whether you serve as a board member, a committee member, a property manager, or you have a homeowner that seeks a better understanding of the internal workings of your condominium or HOA community, please join us in the boardroom.
Good morning and welcome to the boardroom. My name is Joel Messenger. I am the Director of Business Development for Sandcastle Community Management. Sandcastle is a local privately owned property management company. We manage HOAs, condominiums, marinas, just about anything with shared ownership. We work from Marco Island all the way to North Fort Myers. Each Saturday morning right here at 11 a.m., I bring you the boardroom. I bring you individuals. I bring you professionals who can assist you, whether you're a board member, homeowner, committee member, or just an interested committee person, someone who is interested in the well-being of their community. I bring you the professionals who can guide you. And today is absolutely no difference. I have Ben Thurman. He's a security consultant with Invera, which is a local company that provides a level of security and access control. And welcome to the boardroom, Ben.
Thank you very much for having me, Joel. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, Ben, one of the things that I think is really one of the misunderstood things that we do is security versus access control. You know, for many years as a property manager, I've often been involved in writing documents, you know, condominium documents, homeowner documents. And we always get to a section where we deal with security. And over the years, we've learned the hard way that we should not reference it as security, but it's more access control. Tell me about your the company, yourself, and what you guys are doing.
Again, I'm the security consultant for Lee and Collier County. So I manage relationships new and existing with our clients in that area. So Southwest Florida is my territory. And what we do is we provide security systems and services for communities in a variety of forms. What we're really known for is our virtual guard system, which can either supplement or replace guard live guard services at entry points. And we provide some other services that we'll talk about a little bit later. But it is interesting. The language has really changed over the years. You got to be careful with access control versus security. And access control really is zeroing in on who you're control. It is what it is, access control. So who's allowed into what entry points, but that doesn't cover the whole picture. And that's something that I see happen on a regular basis in board meetings and different projects that come up for communities. A specific issue might pop up, but they don't often hit the pause button and say, what are we doing as a whole? And I see that very on a regular basis, that only certain things are being addressed in the community, but not the overall overall well-being of the community. And that's where I encourage people to think about the definition of security. It is the state of being free from danger or threat.
You know, and you said something before, as we just started the show, you said supplement. I know you guys to be an incredible product, and we'll talk about it because I think the economics are affordable and the long-term benefit is just, it's just off the charts. But you indicated something a minute ago. You said that you sometimes supplement the guard. Tell me about supplementing the guard.
Well, with guard services, you're relying on a human being, and I know I'm not perfect for sure. And you're relying on that person to keep track of everyone that's entering your community, and they may not necessarily have a system in place that is reliable and consistent for identifying and keeping track of that. Because half the battle is having the information after the fact. If you do have to, if there is something bad that happens in your community, you need the information after the fact. So when we say supplement, if a community really does want to keep that live guard, and that's totally understandable, a lot of them like that human interaction at the front gate, we can still install our system, which captures license plates, captures the face of the visitor, it captures video of the overall situation all of that, audio, video, all of that information is stored for 30 days, and then the guard can use our software to just help them do a better job of keeping track of everything.
Okay,
and consolidates that.
And I didn't mean to take us on a tangent, because I know what you guys do, and I'm on board with it, because I use the application in multiple communities that I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I heard you say is that you're not only the virtual guard, but you have a system of cameras and things of that sort.
Yeah, that's some things I would like to expound on, as we have time in this conversation. But I kind of wanted to just reel back to what you were talking about, the conversation between security and access control, and you touched on something that is a major issue that I see in the conversations happening in the boardroom. Go figure. That they're hung up on one effort. As far as securing the community, one type of effort. So access control is one thing. There are several other things you can do to help increase the safety and security of your community. And I think it's important, regardless of what I do or anybody does, that a better conversation needs to happen. And some communities already have that conversation, but a more thorough that takes in other factors, landscape design. Policies, procedures, security can be accomplished in multiple ways. Access control is one of them. And a lot of times when people think of the word security or access control, they jump on one thing. They think cameras, or they think a guard. They think about that one thing versus slowing down and thinking about some other measures they can take.
And you guys are prepared to meet with board members and discuss the overall concept, not just that access control or the point of access.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about working for Invera is that it's we're not a high pressure sell kind of a company. Where we want the long term relationship, and that's what we're based on. So if you want any of our security consultants, if you're listening to this on the other side of the state, we've got people in your area that'll come in and do a consultation with you and have a conversation. And a lot of times if our system isn't the right fit, we'll be honest. Yeah. And that's again, we that'll earn us that relationship, is just being honest about if it is the right fit, or give you some advice on some other measures you can take that might accomplish your objective. It may be less money than the cost may be lower than you'd anticipate.
Well, and what would be a situation where you might not be a good fit? Because I see you guys being a good fit, and I see you guys taking the technology into another level from what I'm used to in the old days, as I'll say.
That's great to hear. I appreciate it. Thank you. There are dynamics with each entryway. So sometimes design factors prevent us from being able to implement the system because there are certain minimum distances, angles, things like that, that we need to make the system work consistently, because we're not going to do a system if we know that the performance level is not going to be there. You're not going to be satisfied after the fact. So there are times that we have to walk away from projects because it just doesn't. It's not going to achieve your objective, and we want to stay focused on that, whatever the community's objective is. And if we know that our system isn't going to perform correctly in that entry point, it works for most entry points, but there's plenty of projects where I've given them other recommendations as far as redesigning their gates, maybe doing some other projects that don't really involve us, but I can always advise them or help them find vendors that will come in and redo the fences. There's other things structurally that can be done to help prevent whatever it is that you're trying to prevent.
So you bring up a very good point. When I first met you guys, it was at a community in Naples where a developer was starting off the community. From its inception, mm-hmm. and you guys were already in place. The turning lanes were in place, the gates were installed. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you installed the gates, but all of the equipment, the kiosk you referenced, and the system was there. But I also have worked with you on retrofitting an entranceway and mm-hmm. installing where there was no guard, there was no guard house, there were gates, which was a little key box, mm-hmm. And you guys came in and retrofit the area. And I will tell you how impressed I was with your team. They were very punctual, very on time, and mm-hmm. not so often in Southwest Florida do you get contractors to, one, show up, let alone yeah. deadlines.
Therein lies the biggest challenge that we have maintaining our service levels is the labor pool, unfortunately. It is. It's hard to find people that, and you've seen them, people that are willing to go out there and in the blazing sun and hang cameras and install it. That's the biggest challenge, and we're really, really proud of our team. Proud, and the culture we've created within the company kind of it just continues to promote that.
It was far greater than hanging cameras. You were trenching, you were laying cables. It was a very big deal. But it worked out.
So I'm happy
to
be on the side of the business that I'm on. I'm not as young as I used to be, and so. Yeah, I'm not the one carrying the shovel.
But let's talk about the company. I know you guys to be, and I'll be very honest with you. When I first, you know, your headquarters is in Sarasota. Is that correct?
So that's our main hub of operations. So we have our central station, which is the facility in which our de-licensed guards operate. So the people that you're talking to through our systems and that respond through our systems, that's where they are. Our corporate headquarters is in Coconut Creek. That's where our C-level executives and our marketing team and HR. So we have an office over there. But our main hub of research and development, the installation team, and the central station is in Sarasota.
And I mention that because myself, being functioning, as I said earlier, Sandcastle having a strong presence in Marco, Kyer, and Lee, I at first questioned your ability to service my clients being in Sarasota, but I was very pleasantly surprised is that I guess you have people who are in Lee County, in Kyer County, who don't have to be in Sarasota, who are on call and ready to move when necessary. So I was very impressed with that also.
Thanks. Yeah, really for our service team, we just need to make sure they're supplied with the tools and the parts they need, and they're stationed near our customers. And I myself, and Vera actually, I had moved down to Naples to increase our support in Lee and Collier County just recently, just in time for Irma. Basically.
What's your background?
My background, I'm from Michigan originally, and I started the working world as in an IT position. So that's kind of where I honed my technical background, working with a lot of the big automotive companies, servicing a lot of their systems and printing systems. And when I came to Florida 13 years ago, I was looking for a little bit of a change. And long story short, I see we don't have a whole lot of time, but I ended up working in security technology for one of the founders of Invera way back then. And it just was a great fit, and I took to it. And
and here you are today.
Yeah, here I am today.
We're going to take a short break. Stick with us. We're with Ben Thurman. We're talking security and access controls. Stick with us. We will be right back.
You are listening to The Boardroom. For a list of future Boardroom guests, or if you would like a copy of this program, podcasts can be downloaded at www.sandcastleradio.com. We'll be right back after a quick break with more professional insight and discussion in The Boardroom.
Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is a full-service accounting firm licensed in Florida and a leader in the industry for over 25 years. They offer a broad range of services for condominiums, homeowners associations, and other common interest realty associations, working closely with managers, management companies, and board of directors, assisting with year-end financial statements, including audits, reviews, compilations, and budget consulting. We're affordable, experienced, and friendly. Reach us at 239-262-1773 or grgcpa.com.
You are in The Boardroom, Southwest Florida's only radio program dedicated to HOA and condominium issues. Now, back to the host from Sandcastle Community Management.
Good morning and welcome back to The Boardroom. My name is Joel Messenger. I'm the Director of Business Development for Sandcastle Community Management, a local property management company. Each Saturday morning right here at 11 a.m., we bring you The Boardroom. We bring you professionals who can assist you, your association, to run a little bit smoother. And today is no different. I have Ben Thurman, a security consultant from Invera. And today we're talking about access control, security, everything you need to know about making your community a little bit safer for you and your family. Ben, we talked about your availability to meet with boards and act as a means of information while they're contemplating decisions. How do people get in touch with Ben Thurman?
You can call me directly. I carry a mobile. It's the best way to reach me, or my email address. So my mobile number is 239-595-7396. That's 239-595-7396. And my email address is B Thurmond is my last name. And that's spelled Thurmond at InveraSystems.com. So that's B Thurmond at InveraSystems.com.
Great. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from some of our listeners.
So I hope so.
We've been talking about the front gate. Cameras have become a way, not even of the future, today. You know, cameras are happening today, and Tell me why and what's your theory about, and what do our listeners need to be concerned about when the use of cameras?
I'm glad you brought it up, because I might get a little emotional during this.
Don't get
emotional.
A
little not emotional in the sad, weepy kind of way, but just this is cameras actually in my career have kind of been a thorn in my side, because everyone loves their cameras, but why? I've seen so many times they can be an outstanding management tool. They can provide information. They are a piece of the puzzle. But this is what I was getting at when we were talking earlier, that people can get so hung up on a certain effort, a certain thing, just one specific thing. And that's one of the first things that comes to people's mind when they have an issue in their community is, we need guards, or we need more cameras. We need more cameras. I want to see. And the question that comes up is, what are you trying to achieve? Do you want to see the bad person do the bad thing after the fact? They've already done it. They've already whatever stolen property, or they've already broken into your amenity area. They've already done that thing that you're then trying to track them down. And I want people to think about the after the fact process, because I'm sure you've dealt with it. So something happens, and then you're trying to extract video, and you're sitting there looking through video for hours. And then when it's all said and done, you end up kind of involving board members and community members, because you know this guy or do you know this person? You involve law enforcement. And then in the end, a lot of times what I've seen personally, because I usually help out when I have clients and something happens and we put a system in, I can't tell you how many times I've never seen that guy before in my life. So they've invested tens and thousands of dollars in a camera system that's not proactive, and it can provide them beautiful pictures, but it didn't prevent a thing. So there can be the deterrent factor, sure, but in a lot of cases, the camera system alone, just inactive camera system collecting video, it doesn't prevent anything. And that's another thing I was touching on when I said sometimes a solution can be less costly than you think. It's a perfect example is when I go to a property, I assess the property, and they're asking for cameras, and they have 3-foot-high fencing around their amenities. They have no physical barrier preventing people from walking in and doing whatever they want.
And the reason that is, in some cases, and I don't mean to interrupt you, is because mm-hmm. there's an economic ramification. I'll give you a typical example. Mm-hmm. You're right. A pool has, well, it's got to be higher. It could be 6 feet. Mm-hmm. But 6 feet aluminum rail fence is not stopping the person who wants to get in.
Right.
So you're talking about preventive versus reactionary.
Absolutely. And this is the it's a conversation I continually have. It's a conversation I had before I worked with Invera. This is where I really want people to think of, again, what are they trying to achieve? And is it worth our dollars if the system is not going to provide some preventive measures or be able to respond immediately? Perfect example. If we got time for a story. So before
absolutely.
I worked for Invera,
I love a good story.
All right. So, and this is one example of many in the 13 years I've been working in this industry. Early on in my career, I was when I worked for a company that also worked with commercial entities and small medium business, all that. I was trying to earn the business of the owner of a local equipment rental shop. So, you know, your big heavy equipment, tools and whatnot. He had a fenced-in area outside.
Did he have a big German Shepherd behind that fence?
No. He probably wish he had after. Yeah. Yeah, but that's another one.
I'm sorry.
The German Shepherd. Hey, actually, this would have been better than a German Shepherd probably would have been better than what he ended up doing.
That's the difference in our ages. Back in my day, it was a German Shepherd. It wasn't a camera.
Yeah, right. So in multiple conversations with him, he again was hung up on cameras. I designed a system for him just to talk numbers. So he was looking at spending about $20,000 to $25,000 on cameras. I came up with an alarm system that was designed to capture motion in his fenced in area, because I wanted to be able to respond immediately if somebody came. That's where all of his investment was the equipment that sat outside. That's the big dollar items. So he decided to go with another company that was maybe $2,000 less on the camera system, and he opted out of my system. And then I decided to follow up with him a few months later, and just the look on his face. So I had stopped in about 3 days after someone had stolen a truck, They rammed that truck right through his fence. They loaded the back of it up with about $30,000 worth of equipment. They drove off. And by the way, they were wearing hoodies and bandanas over their face. So he had a really nice camera system. But in that moment where he was incurring the loss, it did nothing. So he got really pretty pictures that just really helped him feel more frustrated after the fact. And this is what I'm getting at with communities. Please be careful that you're not, it can be an emotional decision. When those things have happened, you get very frustrated that, you know, who keeps doing this? And you want to know, but that doesn't always guide you to make the correct decision.
Well, but let's talk about the correct decision. So he puts in camera systems. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's no license plate to read because they take his vehicle. So he knows the license plate. They stole his vehicle. What should he have done differently? What did you design for him that would have helped him maybe find the culprits and alleviate the possibility next time?
It was a system that had specialized motion detectors on the field. So if you step foot inside of that fenced-in area when he had his system armed up, it was going to be immediately verified by the alarm company I worked for. So it would connect immediately to a live person who can see it and video verify there is an intruder on the property and speak to them over a speaker and immediately tell them that, you know, we're aware they're there, authorities are being dispatched, and they're in that effort, you know, they would either turn around or we could have police there much quicker because they're much more responsive to a verified alarm.
And
because
that's
we know someone's on the site.
And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about monitoring an alarm versus taking pretty pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're going to spend money on camera systems, please don't spend money on a system that is not going to be monitored by anyone.
Well, you know, you guys, I know that very recently you guys made a presentation to a very large community of mine in Naples called The Orchard, I don't mind saying. And a lot of it was cameras. A lot of it was verifying license plates, licenses. I mean, there was a ton of, you know, options that were provided. But I don't recall talking about direct monitoring or reporting to the local police or whoever.
That's pretty standard in our systems. So if we're proposing camera systems for you, we're at the very minimum, there's two type of systems that we'll propose based on what the client requests. There's a passive video surveillance system, which is that system that's recording. But even with our passive video surveillance systems, we're at least monitoring the health of that system so that we know if cameras are down, if there's some issue, that service issue, so that you're not... If that event happens, you're not all of a sudden discovering that the cameras weren't working when you needed that video. So we are monitoring the health of them. Then there's our active video surveillance systems that we are monitoring live. So most likely, and I can take a look at that proposal and see what we had put together for you. I wasn't involved in that particular project, but most likely there's some form of monitoring in there.
Yeah, I probably missed it. It was probably more me than the actual presentation.
Yeah, so I don't mean to represent that cameras aren't a big part of what we do. Cameras are, but the difference is, are they active or not? You know, that's the thing. They provide a lot of information, but you don't want to just rely on information after the fact.
Right. You read my mind. It's probably just part of the process, not just a standalone, a standalone action to alleviate what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I really like about you guys, and I think it's fantastic, is you guys are so on it. You know, those people who are sitting wherever they're sitting, I guess in Sarasota, when I have a breakdown in the gate, they know immediately.
Right.
I get an email.
Yeah.
You guys actually are at a point where you're able, because I trust you guys and I know that you're sensible in what you do. You dispatch my gate company. You know, I have different communities that we employ you. And when there's a failure in the gate, like you just said in the camera, but even in the gate, which you're not actively maintaining, you'll dispatch the gate company.
Yeah, it's important that functioning correctly is detrimental to the service we provide. So we're going to make sure that we have the people in place to get it back up and running if there's an outage. We also, in most systems, we have an integrated strike sensor, so we know when someone has hit it long before you do. So we know right away if someone has hit the gate, that integrated strike sensor notifies one of my guards at the central station and they can start pulling the report.
Yeah, and that's the community that's not as focused on security as they are access control and they have gates.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that what drives them to that is so they could get that license plate and possibly track back who did the damage so we can go after them. One other thing I really like about you guys, holiday times, you asked me if I want my gates open because there's going to be a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Halloween, the same thing. We're going to take another short break. Stick with us. We're talking to Ben Thurman. We're talking about access control and security. We will be right back.
You are listening to The Boardroom. For a list of future Boardroom guests, or if you would like a copy of this program, podcasts can be downloaded at www.sandcastleradio.com. We'll be right back after a quick break with more professional insight and discussion in The Boardroom. You are in The Boardroom, Southwest Florida's only radio program dedicated to HOA and condominium issues. Now, back to the host from Sandcastle Community Management.
Welcome back to The Boardroom. My name is Joel Messenger. As I've said before, I'm with Sandcastle Community Management. We're a local property management company. And by the way, if you need some assistance with your association, whether it be property management or some consulting or just guidance and some conversation, you can reach out to us at 239-596-7200. We're here to help you. Also, if you've missed any part of this show or any show in the past, you can go to sandcastleradio.com. It's a wealth of information. There's a bio on each of our speakers. You can listen to older shows. You can scroll to see shows that have been by local attorneys, CPAs, plumbers, electricians, landscapers, just about anything that can help you. Well, Ben, we've been talking about cameras, and I'm hoping, and listeners, we will in the next segment talk about the guardhouse and the guards and all that good stuff. But, you know, we talked about preventive versus reactionary, and we talked about cameras because that seems to be the wave of the immediate future. And I know you guys are taking us to the next level, but let's talk about the cameras are installed. Okay, you guys, mm-hmm. The cameras are on. Someone says, hey, you know, Ben, we're having all of this vandalism at our pool and we don't know what to do. And so tell us that it's more than just the cameras. The cameras is just the entree to the solution.
Right. And this goes back to what I was talking about as far as being proactive with your camera system. So our system, what we have done is paired the immediate response with a good video surveillance system on site. And we use what is called video analytics. So nowadays, the current technology uses video analytics. It's basically an onboard software system that analyzes the scene. So instead of the traditional motion detectors back in the day that maybe they caught a raccoon or something like that and you wasted a lot of your time, the video analytics is very intelligent. So what the software is doing is analyzing that picture in the camera, and we can program it so that after certain hours, so your pool closes at 11 or whatever the time is, after those hours, if anyone crosses into that amenity area or into that clubhouse or into that fitness center, the system will know that that's a human being. They analyze the scene, and it has enough intelligence built into the system that if a raccoon runs by or something like that, we're not getting a false alarm. But if a person is in that protected area, we're immediately going to be connected. The system will connect immediately to our guards in Sarasota, and they will speak to that person live.
Crazy.
So, you know, teenagers think they're going to steal some of dad's booze and go down to the pool and cause some trouble. Well, as soon as they jump over that fence, as soon as they're in the area, they're getting spoken to by a real person who is going to get them to leave the site. And if they don't do so or comply, then authorities can be dispatched. So that's how we make that work. That's how we take your surveillance system and give it some form of a method of immediate response to a situation that's at the site and prevent any further damage or whatever else might happen on the site.
So let me clarify this. Pool is closed,
mm-hmm.
Gates are locked, little Johnny, maybe not so little, and his team jump over the fence. They mm-hmm. sit down at a table, they open up the bottle of vodka or whatever, they're sipping away, doing what they're doing, and they're going to hear a voice that's going to come out and say, you're not supposed to be here, please
correct.
Leave the area. And this, they're going to be looking around, I guess, at this point. They're going to yeah. try to figure out where that voice is coming from.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's crazy. That's crazy good. So, and if they just blow that voice off, that's when you're dispatching the police?
Right. Well, usually it's a three warning policy. So we'll tell them the area is protected. Please leave. And if they don't comply, then we make sure that they understand it's a person that sees them. You know, you in the red shorts, stop doing that weird thing you're doing and get out of here. You know, we maintain the professional interaction, but that's the gist of it, is that we'll make sure that they know this is a person that you're speaking with, and the police are about to be dispatched if you don't leave.
You know, we're laughing a little bit because I'm just visualizing these young guys just looking around where the voice is coming from. But this is
we see some funny things.
But this is truly an incredible tool. Because that whole voice over is, you know, it's one thing to be on a camera. I've seen some video because we've had a break in, and you're right. We go back 10 days and we're watching this long video and we're going back to the day. And I also actually see people waving at the camera because they're mocking the whole process.
But
this is clearly not a process to be mocked.
Yeah, because it's immediate response and then the word gets out. So that's another thing I kind of wanted to convey, is that doing it right has a domino effect. Doing it incorrectly also has a domino effect. So once the word gets out that you're not going to get away with this stuff in this community, it minimizes the occurrences big time. But if repeatedly they get away with it, well, there's just going to be more occurrences because they know there's no consequences. And then you get the whole sort of blatant waving at the camera. They don't care because there's no consequences. But when there's an immediate response, well, you better believe they're telling their friends that you wouldn't believe this. You know, someone was telling us to get out of there. And so, you know, it again, back to preventing further issues for your community, and it has a positive domino effect.
And that's definitely on the proactive, looking to prevent something, as opposed to reacting, looking at a camera and saying, hey, there was people there last night. We have no idea who they are, unless... You know, a board member sits down and reviews the camera and says, okay, yeah, that's little Johnny. And you know, then mom and dad live at so-and-so address.
And again, that scenario too, though, I've seen that go south so many times. Because when you have just a camera system and you do know who it is, well, now some heated interactions can happen with board members or community members. And so that's one of the things I'm really proud of that we can provide, is removement of community members to that scenario. So we're really handling it for you so that there's not potential for situations to the severity of situations to increase or some negative interactions that happen within the community. It's more removed from individual community members.
And to just step back a little bit, what I also like is if that camera failed for whatever reason, you know, there was a malfunction, electrical, whatever, you know about that before I go look at the pictures, hoping to go look at the pictures tomorrow, and it's a blank page because something failed.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So I love the fact that you can interact, and that's part of the same process, I guess, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, the kiosk, how people can communicate. You know, here you have the stanchion of sorts, and people are communicating with it. So I guess it's not only access, but it's communication, access control and communication. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, and in a lot of communities, we're sensitive. This might be slightly off topic, but we're sensitive to the finances. That is the biggest. You'd mentioned it earlier that... I forget exactly the term you use, but things can be cost prohibitive. Efforts can be cost prohibitive when you look at all these things. So we've designed our systems and our services that make the most financial sense for the community, because we understand there's costs associated to all of it. So in a lot of cases, if they do employ our virtual guard service, it's a cost savings annually. Or if they employ our active video surveillance versus hiring a roving guard per se, it's a major cost savings versus those efforts. So we're helping them, I'm not a big fan of causing special assessments when I'm at a board meeting.
Especially this time of the year when we're dealing with the after effects of Irma.
Absolutely.
But I also, let's just back up. So that, can you help me secure the pool gate somehow with access control? I know we got the camera in the pool. I know we got the voiceover. Can you help me control who's coming and going in that gate?
Absolutely. So that's another service we provide, and this is where it gets a little confusing with the rising use of the word access control in your world, as far as with the HOA boards. In my world, the security systems industry, for years, we've used that term access control specifically used for a type of system that we install. That's your key fob system. So your access control in our world refers to systems that are automatic locking systems, gates, locking systems for doors, any entry point where you can use some type of credential, whether it be a key fob, a badge with your photo on it, your fingerprint. That's an access control system in our world, and we absolutely do those. So that's a great pairing. So if you're using our active video surveillance system and you put access control system on your entry points, we're really closing the loop on a lot of your issues, because those access control systems, not only do they control the entry point, and you can set schedules and access levels, all kinds of fun stuff, but it's tracking all of it. And you've got one database to refer to. So if you've got an issue, you've got several pieces of information that are going to let you know who the culprits are or how to address it, because someone has used a key fob to get into that facility and it was logged in a report. So you can find out if someone's trying to get in after hours, all those things. So absolutely, we can definitely, any entry point that you need controlled, we can work with it.
Yeah, and that's a nice feature again for us property managers. You know, unfortunately, we get homeowners who don't obey the rules, don't pay their assessments on time, and there's certain actions that a board can take. And one of those actions is that after due notice and proper notice, we can take away their ability to access certain amenities. So the fob that Mr. Jones has that's getting him in and out of the exercise room or the clubhouse or the pool, you guys could zap it out and he no longer has access.
Yeah, so for you as the manager, it's as simple as a phone call to us, or you sign into our web portal and you remove that access for the person.
Yeah, and I love that. I love the fact that I can call, and it's almost like calling a front gate. You know, and I speak to a live person, or we can go online. And you also, I guess, we're getting the transponders from you also. So it's not only all of this, but I know that my team members are communicating to you about activating a transponder that we just gave to a homeowner.
Yeah. Yep. So we can, and that goes back to any entry point. So if you want us to control a gate, whether we're using the virtual guard system or not, we can't. There are systems we can put in place to improve the security at your vehicle entryways. And
I guess this is much more than what we started off the show with me talking about access control. This is kind of grown into a larger process of access control, security, cameras. It's actually refreshing that you can go to one company and get all of this done.
And that's because I haven't really sort of hit home on this yet. One of the big reasons that I came to Invera is that in my time in this career, a couple years in, I realized nobody was specializing in communities. And Invera is the only company that I found that just 100% specializes in community security. And that's why I believe we're the best at it.
And that's probably have something to do with why you're the best at it. We will be right back. Stick with us.
You are listening to The Boardroom. For a list of future Boardroom guests, or if you would like a copy of this program, podcasts can be downloaded at www.sandcastleradio.com. We'll be right back after a quick break with more professional insight and discussion in The Boardroom.
Whether it's commercial or residential, are you looking for a reputable contractor for a painting, waterproofing, structural, concrete, and stucco repairs? Look no further than Total Painting and Total Contracting, your general contractor for a free, no-obligation estimate, licensed and insured with a reputation that is impeccable for the last 20 years. Choose a licensed contractor. Choose Total Painting and Total Contracting, your general contractor for your next project. Call them today at 649-7845. That's 649-7845. Or online at TotalGC.com. License number CGC 151-3822.
Hi, I'm Chris Rakos, President and Chief Operating Officer of Colonial Roofing. Are you concerned about your roof? We believe a great roofing experience begins with your first call. Service, quality, and integrity have been the cornerstone of Colonial Roofing for over 35 years.
From small repairs to large condominium projects, Colonial Roofing is the right choice for thousands of Southwest Florida residents. For unparalleled customer service, quality workmanship, and a worry-free experience, contact Colonial Roofing. Go to colonialroofing.com or like us on Facebook.
You are in The Boardroom, Southwest Florida's only radio program dedicated to HOA and condominium issues. Now, back to the host from Sandcastle Community Management.
Welcome back to The Boardroom. My name is Joel Messenger. I'm in the boardroom this morning with Ben Thurman. He's a security consultant with Invera, a local company that provides access control. We've been talking everything to do with access control, security, cameras. And now we're going to talk about something. We're going to take a step back. because we talked about access control. We talked about the word security versus access control. So let's go to, I'll say, the beginning of time, which is the guard in the guard gate. Mm-hmm. Now, I've mentioned before that I'm an older generation. And back in my day, Ben, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is 168 hours. If you take what I believe to be medium range salary, $15 a guard, and we know the more you pay the guard, the better the guard's going to be. But at $15, we're at $130,000 to operate that guardhouse. And that's before we turn the lights on, the air conditioner on, and we got to put some kind of computer in front of the guy. Yeah. So this is an alternative to save $130,000 plus in a budget line item by having you guys in place. So tell our listeners and tell me how you are taking the place of the guard in the gate.
Well, we're leveraging technology to still give you human response at the entry point. And doing so, we create the labor factors much more efficient. So you still get a human being that's interacting with you and verifying the visitor, but that human being's not sitting in the guardhouse, maybe reading a magazine. And again, this is not meant towards any disrespect for guards. I've met some amazing people that are guards. It's just making sure that the community is getting the most efficient use of their funds and getting the best, most consistent system at the gate. And
that is important. I just want to stop back because we've had other company in the boardroom, and they specialize in a guard service.
Sure.
So there is
a
time and a place for all of these different services.
Absolutely. I think ideally you do a hybrid scenario where you use our system at the gate so you don't have to have that person sitting there, and let him drive around the community, make sure he's being proactive and identifying any issues. That's ideal. If a community can afford that, or they're using our systems to be efficiently securing the entry point and then using funds to have a person out driving the community because, you know, our system is stationary, that's ideal. But a lot of communities, they don't necessarily have the funds to work with to fund that. And or they're, especially with the hurricane coming through, they're trying to make the most efficient use of the funds they have available. So this is a great solution for them.
Okay, so I pull up to the gate, and mm-hmm. I am a guest. Let's go through the process.
So we have a sensor built into the room. I'll kind of run through how the system is configured. So we install a system at that gate that's got a sensor built in the road in the visitor lane. When you drive over that, it immediately connects to my central station where those D-licensed guards are stationed in cubicles, and they greet you and ask who you're there to see. And you identify yourself in most systems now, and I want to elaborate on that in a minute. We have a driver's license scanner that can be used, which is an amazing piece of technology. It's just like an ATM-like slot where you can put your driver's license in so they can see and verify that you are the person you say that you are. And if your friend inside that community, they just need to put you on their guest list. They can do so by using our app that we created. So they can, if they have a smartphone, they can just pull that out, put your name in there, save, and you're already on the list within 5 seconds. Or they can call us, they can email us. We keep all those different lines of communication open. If you're not an app person, we're still going to get you on the list. And if you're on that list, you're verified, you're authorized, they open the gate, you drive through. Now, what the system includes is a license plate camera. So we've also captured your license plate. There's cameras that provide an overview of the entry and exit gate, a camera facing backwards to make sure that there's not a traffic jam being caused, to make sure that we're keeping an eye on the safety of the overall entry. That's what's kind of standard included with a virtual guard system. All of that video and audio is being recorded for 30 days in our data center in Sarasota. So if you do have an issue, not only are we making sure that the right people are allowed in or denied, we're making sure you have information after the fact if you do need to investigate anything. That's why it's a great efficient solution versus having a live person employed there 24/7, because I touched on this earlier, none of us are perfect. So sometimes the system is put in, even though they still employ a guard there, because there is that consistent tracking of information, that guard is not obligated to write down every single license plate. It takes a lot of the burden off the guard, and they can just use our software. So it's all kind of consolidated into a database.
I just want to clear up again for the listeners. You're referencing a guard. The guard that you're referencing is one of your team members who's in a Sarasota facility with, you know, dealing with their computer, their phone, and all of that good stuff. So now you just told me how someone took the opportunity to place their guest name into the system. What if the person's name is not on the guest list?
Well, that guard that's in our central station, so they're D-licensed guards. So we put our people through the same training that a guard that would be employed at the gate go through, except they're sitting at a cubicle versus out there at the guardhouse. So the system is automated. So if that person is not on the list, it's a simple immediate click, and they're dialing the resident to verify that person's allowed in. And it's a very fast process. And we encourage any board members or anyone interested in our services, come up and take a tour in Sarasota of our central station. You'll be amazed. We've got it down to a science, so we can keep those what we call transaction times down to a minimum, so we're not causing delays at your entry. So even if you forget, you're going to get a call from one of my guards, and that process is going to be as fast as possible, and then that person can be authorized or denied.
You know, and you said come up to Sarasota. I happen to have sit through a video that one of your team members did, I think, before you came on board, that was actually, you know, they brought it to us. They brought this whole video explanation of how cool all of this equipment is.
Yeah.
You know, talk about the license. So you could, I think you said that in addition to buying what you just described, you can buy a reader that, you know, like someone would take their license and slide it in like it was a debit card of sorts into
Yeah, so it looks like, so we install this slimline kiosk at the entryway that has a little ATM-like slot reader built into the front of it. And there's several things we can do with that. So we're getting another level of verification that your community wouldn't have before. We're deterring people that may have people that you may not want in your community. They're not so inclined to put their driver's license in there. Now, we're not scanning the magnetic strip. We're not doing any background checks or anything like that. We're verifying the identity of that person. Now, because we're able to do this, we have developed a way to further automate the system in that driver's license, after it's registered in. So if you have a relative that's allowed to come over whenever they want, we want to keep expediting our processes. So what we've done is we've automated it so that you can use your driver's license just like a key card. So Aunt Susie wants to come over. I don't want to make her stop and talk to my guard every single time. If she's allowed to come in as a permanent guest of yours, all she has to do is pop her driver's license into that slot. It'll recognize her, spit it back out. She can take it, be on her way. The gate opens. The whole thing is the whole transaction is logged in our system, so it's all recorded. And then we've expedited that process so that she just doesn't have to wait and cause any delays.
It's very cool. It's, you know, to me, it's the level of Star Wars. I mean, it's like you guys have thought of basically everything that replaces. And again, I'm not being disrespectful to the guard industry.
Right.
I get
absolutely.
It. There's a definite need. People like the personal interaction.
Yeah.
I get that. And there is a place in our industry. And I love the marrying up of the two processes, as you just described.
Can I tell you one other really cool thing that I'm
pretty
excited about? So the driver's license scenario, we realized we can do that with the license plate as well. So in some communities where the configuration works right, once you have your relatives on the list and you just plug in their license plate number, they can pull past our license plate camera and they're authorized. They also don't have to stop and talk to the guard. So we have these two forms of automation that it's pretty exciting. I don't know if you can see the geek part of me lighting up right now.
I wish our listeners could see that.
Yeah. We're very proud of that.
And
because
you should
It's very unique that we've made that all work together. So
and how quickly is that? I mean, honestly, so I'm pulling up and you live there and you've put on a list or you've communicated through the app or your laptop or a phone call. Hey, Joel's license plate is this, this, and this.
Yeah.
You bet. And I pull up with my car on that license plate. How quickly is that happening?
Well, there's a couple different processes you're throwing out there. So if we're employing the automated part of it, so that's either the driver's license,
right, that's what I'm talking
or
about.
The license plate, it's instantaneous. Unless you're flying through like a maniac, it's gonna see your license plate, and within, you know, a second or two, the gate's opening. So if you just pull past at a reasonable speed, it's gonna see your license plate, recognize it's you, and the gate's gonna open, and you don't have to stop and talk to it.
And I guess what I just realized or heard you say is that camera that's gonna read the license plate is further up, you know.
Right. And that's where I touched on it earlier. It's good to have us just come out and look at the property to see kind of what will work, because that's to employ on entryways that don't have the distance we need to make that license plate feature work perfectly. We'll just do the driver's license scanner, and you can have that form of automation.
I've enjoyed this, and you know, I got a few more questions for you. Mm-hmm. If someone has existing cameras and an existing the old keyboard, I'll call
it. Yeah, telephone entry.
A telephone
box.
Entry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You could go out there and you can take some of the features they have, or the wiring, the electric, and turn that into what we've been talking about, or is it a new install?
It's typically a new install. I don't want to set the expectation too high. If there is technology that's there that is absolutely compatible with what we do, then it's a possibility. But most times, we do have to do a new install.
And I appreciate it. Ben, I've really, really enjoyed this. I've learned so much. And I'm
you
with
too.
Ben Thurman, security consultant for Invera. There's going to be people who want to talk to you. There's people who are going to want a presentation. How do they get in touch with you, Ben?
So you can reach me at my email address. Again, that is BTHURMOND@EnveraSystems, which is Envera, the word systems.com, or on my mobile number, which is 239-595-7396. Again, that's area code 239-595-7396.
Thanks for spending an hour this Saturday morning with us. We appreciate it. Until next time, bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Boardroom, brought to you by Sandcastle Community Management. Each week at this time, you're invited to listen in as leading professionals in the condominium and homeowner association field share their insights and experience. Future show topics and recordings of this program can be downloaded at www.sandcastleradio.com.